as 1, 2, 3.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. As soon as we announce one record, there seems to be another. Oil prices hit a new record near $123 a barrel. Supply disruptions are still the main reason for the skyrocketing amount. We mentioned yesterday Chrysler's offering to cap gas at $2.99 a gallon for 3 years if you buy or lease certain vehicles. GM, Ford, and Toyota have said, good luck, but no thanks. No plans to match the offer. But we are hearing today Toyota plans to raise the sticker price of a few models by $200 to $300. Directors from major U.S. companies like IBM, Microsoft, and Apple are attending an investment conference in Northern Ireland today. The province is hoping to capitalize on its peace process by bringing in more American money. As Stephen Beard reports, some potential investors may have doubts about the deep divisions that remain in Northern Ireland.
Former enemies have united in government. The Protestant First Minister shares power with a Catholic deputy who's a former IRA chief. The two get on so well, they've even been lampooned in a local cartoon as the Chuckle Brothers.
We are the Chuckle Brothers and we're gonna have some fun.
But the chuckling can't disguise the divisions that weigh down the economy. Northern Ireland is a segregated society which spends millions of dollars a year keeping the Catholics and Protestants apart, duplicating public services like schools. It's a huge drain on the public purse, says Peter Sherlow of Queen's University.
You still continue to pay for segregation. Two leisure centres, two health centres, having to have one thing for one community, one thing for the other.
In some places, there are even two bus stops a few yards apart so that Protestants and Catholics can get on the same bus separately. Sherlow says the economy can't reach its potential until these divisions disappear. This is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Dow rose 51 points yesterday to 13,020. The Nasdaq added 19 points to 2483. The S&P 500 was up 10 to 1418. A mix in Asia today, and European shares are up. It's annual meeting day for Pepsi shareholders. Earlier this week, Pepsi announced it'll reduce the amount of plastic it uses in some of its packaging. But some shareholders think the company should also be taking a look at all the plastic it uses for bottled water. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli has more.
Activists want Pepsi shareholders to give thumbs up to a water rights resolution, a commitment to provide access to clean water for all. Kelly Lawalier of Corporate Accountability International says we're so hooked on bottled water, she's afraid municipal water sources won't get the support they need, and those who can't afford bottled water will suffer.
Over the past 15 years, we've seen a handful of companies essentially shift the way that people, particularly in this country, think about water.
Joe Doss is with the International Bottled Water Association. He says Lawalier is off base.
It isn't a tap versus bottled water issue. Shouldn't be.
Doss says it's in the industry's best interest to have a good municipal water supply in place, since some of the bottlers, like Pepsi, use it as a source. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
An earnings surprise last night for Cisco Systems. The maker of computer networking equipment says sales were up in its fiscal third quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. By Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. And by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value.
Ready, set, food fight.
In Haiti, riots over food prices.
Limiting purchases of rice.
Hey, winter wheat's up 25 cents. Corn prices.
Food fight is our look at the global food crisis. Food shortages are causing havoc around the world. Higher food prices are chomping at our wallets, though for some, the consequences of the crisis haven't been all bad. For instance, certain small farmers in the U.S., their crops are fetching record prices. Land values are up, too.
Commentator and farmer Richard Oswald says the salad days have been a long time coming.
I am descended from countless generations of farmers. There is no other job I am better suited to do than this. Other than the biblical command to go forth and multiply, the greatest force in my life has been the instinct to grow food. After 40 years of long hours and lower middle class living, I'm suddenly earning a fair return on labor and investment. That's without government intervention. Now I have money for health care and retirement and for travel. In the last 5 years, my land and crops have more than doubled in value. I've experienced wealth the likes of which I have never seen before. Money seems to flow from my fields in an unending river. But I'm a little frightened. Farms held by the same bloodlines for generations are selling to outside investors or to corporate farms. Liquidation dissolves friendships and families in a sudden surge of riches. Not all boats float on this rising tide. Higher commodity prices have improved my life, but they place a strain on those who must buy the things I grow. Small dairies and livestock farms are already financially stressed as feed costs eclipse profits. Still, high as the prices I receive, the cost of the grain in a single bowl of breakfast cereal is only about 2 cents. All the things I buy, like fertilizer, petroleum, and farm implements, now cost more than ever. Biofuels are blamed for higher food costs, but without that market for my surplus grain, I'd be trapped in a death spiral of rising expenses and negative income. If market prices should suddenly return to what I was paid just 3 short years ago, my lifelong career of feeding the hungry would be cut short by bankruptcy. I continue to farm, even though selling my cornucopia would yield a golden parachute. I have no desire to bail out, now or ever, because no matter how high I may fly, I always return to the earth I love.
Richard Oswald grows corn and soybeans in northwest Missouri and writes for website Daily Yonder. Tomorrow's Food Fight, a look at what happens when a nation goes from self-sufficient food producer to one almost entirely dependent on food from other countries. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.